Thank you, Sarah. We end our news stories with reports that shoplifting is on the increase, full steam ahead for a model railway shop, and the Panto brought festive cheer this Christmas.
City shop owners are doing all they can to thwart thieves as the cost of living crisis continues to hit people's pockets. Always keeping doors closed, installing more CCTV, and keeping more items under lock and key are some of the changes businesses are making to stop shoplifters. But while retail giants can factor theft into their budgets, smaller city businesses are left to deal with it themselves, with the latest national year-on-year figures showing a 21% rise in shoplifting after COVID. Oliver Lord, Managing Director of Smart Tech Repairs in Castle Meadow, had to learn the hard way after £280 worth of repair work was nicked from his shop last year. He said, "We had two chaps run off with almost £300 worth of repair work, about 3 hours' labour. I'd done for them. I've also noticed a couple of items go missing, like chargers, in the last couple of weeks. So stealing seems to be on the rise, having seen people trying to nick food from Greggs. And with the shop's energy bills going up, it's money out of my pocket, and I can't do without. So we've got the doors constantly shut and try to be more vigilant of anyone who comes into the shop now." Daniel Frendo, manager of the clothing shop Salt Rock in back of the inns, added, "We're much more aware of stealing now because everyone has had their bills go up." Dominic Sands, who works in Time to Vape in Orford Place, has said that his head office has made all branches aware of recent thefts across its stores. He said, "We've tried to make the shop layout harder for anyone to come and steal something. You always see police pulling up to Primark when someone has tried to nick something, so the issue is definitely increasing."
Poultry will be culled after a bird flu outbreak at a farm near Taverham, the fourth Norfolk case confirmed in the last month. Animal health officials identified a highly pathogenic strain of avian influenza at the commercial premises. DEFRA said all poultry on the infected site will be humanely culled and a 3 kilometre protection zone and 10 kilometre surveillance zone have been put in place. It is the fifth case confirmed near Taverham since the country's worst ever bird flu outbreak began in October 2021, with more than 270 cases across England sparking the culls of more than 3 million birds. The pace of the outbreak has slowed since its peak in autumn, when Norfolk recorded more than 40 cases in October alone. Recent cases in the county have included a Gressingham duck farm near Fakenham and two near Diss, following two more just south of the Suffolk border at Redgrave.
Norwich is bucking the trend in the model railway world as hobbyists turn to their trains for some escapism during tough times. However, on a national scale, the hobby has been derailed, with major manufacturer Hornby reporting sales are behind budget due to pressure on consumer finances amid rocketing living costs. But at Great Eastern Models in Plumstead Road, sales are booming, with the store reporting a huge increase in trade post-lockdown. Anne Martin, 49, who co-owns the store, says, "Many people got into modelling during lockdown and have continued to extend their layouts since restrictions ended." The shop is based near the Heartsease roundabout opposite the Aldi supermarket and has been open for 35 years.
With just under 50,000 people attending, the Norwich Theatre Royal's most recent Panto was the highest grossing in its history. Jack and the Beanstalk ran from December the 10th until January the 7th at the City venue, with Hollyoaks actor Joe Tracchini in the title role. It also starred comedian Rufus Hound, Casualties' Amanda Henderson, EastEnders' Dale Hudson and Carl Minns, one half of Norfolk comedy duo The Nimmo Twins, as the voice of the giant. The run included 31 sell-out performances and the venue welcomed audiences from 15 countries, including Australia, America and Singapore. The Panto also won glowing praise from audiences and critics alike, thanks to its talented cast and original script. the local links were cemented with another stunning set from the Lowestoft-based Scenic Projects, who have a long-standing relationship with the Norwich Theatre.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. When you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. If there is no reply, do leave us a message and we will return your call. We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook on part one. Sarah Lusher edited the paper, and Stephen Cox was the sound recordist. Don't forget to keep listening, as the January 2023 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine will follow shortly. So from me, Carolyn Sayer, goodbye.
And from me, Matthew Tucker, goodbye.